Dr. David Ekman. Please be arise. I mean, Dr. Ekman.
请坐.
Please.
Dr. Ekman is 70 years old already. But he's still being greatly used by God. He pastored the church for 16 years. Then he became the vice president of Western Seminary. Since 1988, he has been involved in extensive teaching, discipling, and counseling at Western Seminary. So in 1997, he founded Be What God Intended Ministries.
我非常喜欢他这施工的名字。
I really love the name of his ministry.
要成为合神心意的施工。
To become the person that God intended you to be.
我们每一个人都希望成为合神心意的。
We all want to become what God intended for us to be.
不是只有你爸爸妈妈的心意。
Not only what your parents wish you to be.
而是成为合神心意的。
That become what God intended for you to be.
我想他今天 来跟我们分享也是讲到我们一个人。
When he come here to share today with us, we as a person,
是怎么样是合神心意的。
What does it look like to be what God intended for us to be?
待会他会跟我们分享神的信息。
So in a little bit, he will bring God's message to us.
他用英文讲, 我用中文翻译。
He'll be preaching English, and I'll translate into Mandarin.
下午1点钟,
this afternoon, right after lunch at 1 p.m.,
在这里,
right here in the sanctuary.
艾克曼博士会主持一个座谈会。
So Dr. Ekman will have a forum for us.
他会介绍他的事工。
He will introduce his ministry to us.
神怎么使用他。
How God used him.
怎么神用他的教材转变很多人，有很多的心理的医治跟圣灵的更新。
So he will share with us how God used his curriculum or his material to cause personal transformations
and inner healing.
我觉得我们的会众啊，我们整个教会， I feel that our church as a whole,
我们到了一个地步，是很多人需要经历内在医治的时候。
We come to a point where we all need inner healing.
那我想艾克曼博士他特别对情绪哦， emotion 方面，对人的情绪方面有他有相当的研究。
So Dr. Ekman had a lot of research on human emotions.
然后他有很多的这个教材都在lobby的桌子上，你可以买的。
So his books, tapes are in the table in the lobby that you can purchase today.
其中有一本书特别讲到我们的emotion.
Especially one book talks about our emotions.
我是鼓励大家能够买，可以看。
I hope you all can buy one.
可以好好的来学习。
And let's learn together.
那今天下午1点钟，如果你有时间，我欢迎你都参加这个座谈会。
So you have time, I really welcome you to stay for the 1 o'clock time with Dr. Ekman.
你也可以问他很多问题。
And you can ask him all the questions you want.
他很乐意来跟大家回答。He
will love to answer your questions.
所以我们大家有一起学习的时间。
So we have we learn together.
好吗？
Sounds
good. 你懂中文可以回答我，你不懂中文你就回答他。我们在5月14号一个母亲节的全教会的庆典。So
on May 14th, we will have a Mother's Day celebration.
我们有特别的舞蹈。We
have special dance.
叫做青春舞蹈团。The
Young Dynamic Dancing Team.
对，他们非常青春。They
are very dynamic.
你要看他们多青春，你们自己来看。Very
youthful.
欢迎大家能够来。
Hope you all can come.
我们那天也有特别的我们的会友来感谢他们的母亲。
We will also have several of our brothers and sisters come and share about their mothers and their Thanksgiving.
我们那天还有特别节目，神秘来宾要表演，那只有那一天你才会知道。
We also have a special skit like that.
No.
我们有一个 mysteriously guest. Going to give a special presentation. You won't know until that day, Mother's Day.
Surprise. Yeah.
Really surprise you. Also, we have some gift for all the mom.
我们有礼物给母亲们。
每一个母亲。
Every mother.
所以欢迎你们的母，你们带你们的母亲来，你们是做母亲的也来，邀请你认识的母亲都可以来。
So bring all the mothers. Your mother, neighbor's mother, your friend's mother,
yeah.
All the mothers.
他翻得越来越好了。那我们当中很多是弟兄啊。
But we have many brothers here too.
说那我们的父亲节怎么样呢？
So how about Father's Day?
哦，父亲节更精彩。
Father's Day is more even amazing.
怎么个精彩法呢
？How amazing!
你那天来了就知道。
You come and find out.
我们正在积极准备。
We are preparing for it diligently.
我们有那个，我们会推出一个非常动人心的 mind presentation.
We will have a very inspirational, heartwarming mind.
对，我们有非常有恩赐的人正在写剧本。
And right now we have a very talented mind screenwriter working on it.
但是我不能告诉你他是谁。
But I cannot tell you who it is. It's a surprise.
我到那一天的时候，你都会知道了。
And that come and you find out who it is.
所以有多少人很想知道这个 surprise? 举手。
Who would like to know about this surprise? Raise your hand.
就这么几个人。
Just a few of you. Fine.
我也很 surprise.
I'm very surprised.
三月份的那个。奉献报告已经贴在那个公布栏。
So our financial report for March is already up on the bulletin board. Feel free to take a look and review.
我们现在是收奉献的时间。
Okay, we're gonna collect tithe and tithe and offering.
我的师母今天非常的激动。
Today, my wife's very excited, and you know why.
我们现在不是在收钱。
We are not collecting money.
我们现在是把我们所神所祝福我们的奉献给神。
We are responding to God's blessing on our life, on our finances.
如果你是新来的
，If you're new today,
你都不知道我在讲什么。
And you know what I'm, do not understand what I'm talking about.
请你不要奉献。
You don't need to give.
奉献是一个基督徒的特权。
Giving tithe and offering is a special privilege for Christians.
是因为他们对神的爱跟信心，他们把收入的十分之一奉献给神。
It's an expression of their love and thanksgiving to God for what He has blessed them in their life.
是一件很快乐的事情。
It's a happy time.
我们现在为这个快乐的事情来祷告。
Let's pray for this happy giving, joyful giving.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你在我们当中。
Because you're with us here today.
求你对我们说话。
May you speak to us.
借着奉献也对我们说话。
You speak to us through the tithe and offering.
借着你的仆人大卫艾克曼博士对我们说话。
May you speak through Dr. Ekman to us.
借着今天下午的座谈会也邀请我们对我们说话。
May you speak to us through this afternoon's forum with Dr. Ekman.
父神，我们把这个奉献给你。
Lord, we give you this tithe and offering.
因为我们爱你。
Because we love you.
我们也相信你。
We trust you.
祷告奉主的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome, Dr. David Ekman.
那下面会用英文讲，会用中文翻译。
Okay. Good morning.
早安。
One very important thing.
有一件很重要的事情。
I have to make sure this works.
我要清楚这个东西会运转得好。
Aha. You're seeing the presentation in reverse.
这个我要讲的事情怎么是相反的？
It's good to be with you.
很高兴跟大家在一起。
This coming Thursday, we'll be going to China, to Beijing.
未来这个周四我就要到中国的北京去了。
And a team of 9 of us will go down to Handan.
他们九个人的一个小组，他们要到邯郸去。
To the largest Catholic training center in China.
是中国最大的天主教训练中心。
And we'll be doing Bible teaching for 5 full days.
他们会教导圣经，有五天的时间来教导圣经。
To Catholic priests and nuns and Catholic leaders.
是教导天主教的神父、修女还有领袖们。
And what we have seen over and over again in China is a wonderful response from the Catholics to Bible teaching.
我们在中国看到非常美好的反应，就是天主教的这些领袖们对圣经的教导的反应。
Then we'll go back to Beijing.
然后他们要回到北京。
And in Beijing for 5 days, we'll be teaching house church leaders.
然后他在北京的时候要教家庭教会的领袖们。
And they have a wonderful response to Bible teaching.
他们对圣经的教导的反应也是非常热烈的。
We have a wonderful time in China.
我们在中国的时间非常愉快。
Even for old men who are 70 years of age.
就像我这样一个老人, 70岁的老人, 还是很开心的。
What I'd like to present this morning is a story you're familiar with.
我今天早上跟你讲的故事是大家所熟悉的。
But I'm going to share a part of the story that I have not noticed for a mere 25 years.
我要跟大家分享这故事里面一部分是我25年都没有看到的，没有注意到的。
It's Luke 15.
是路加福音第15章。
The story of the two sons.
这个两个儿子的故事。
Now, when we are in China, and we'll be talking about this later at 1 o'clock.
我在中国的事情我会在下午1点钟的时候跟大家分享。
We present 5 courses.
我们教导5个课程。
And in Handan, we'll be presenting the 5th course, and in Beijing, we'll be presenting... Oh, no. We'll be in Handan, we'll be presenting the 1st course, and in Beijing, our 5th course.
在邯郸我教第一课, 在北京我教第5课。
Oh, good.
感谢主, 他这个顺序是对的。
So the story starts with a conflict.
这个路加福音第15章的这个故事开始就是一个冲突。
There is a conflict between the Pharisees and Jesus Christ.
这个法利赛人跟耶稣基督有一个很大的冲突。
Jesus was having meals with Jews who did not keep the law.
主耶稣跟那些不守律法的犹太人在吃饭。
And according to the Pharisees,
根据法利赛人,
if you had a meal with a non-law-keeping Jew, you would become unclean.
根据法利赛人的解释, 如果你跟那些不遵守律法的犹太人一起吃饭, 你就变成不洁净的。
And if you were unclean, you could not worship God, nor could you go to the temple.
如果你不洁净的话, 你就不能够敬拜神, 你也不能到圣殿里面去。
And so they were assuming that when Jesus went to visit the law-keeping Jews, that first of all, he would become unclean.
所以他们认为当主耶稣跟这些不遵守律法的这些犹太人在一起，主耶稣他自己就不洁净了。
Or unacceptable to God.
也不能被神所接纳。
And further, when he was having meals with them, he smiled at them.
所以更进一步，当他跟他们在一起用餐，而且对他们微笑，是吧 ？Smile, okay.
He treated them with dignity.
他尊重他们。
He laughed at their jokes.
他跟他们在一起欢笑。
And he acted graciously and friendly.
他对他们非常有恩慈，又非常的友善。
If you should die this afternoon. If you should die this afternoon.
如果你今天下午要死的，我吓了一跳，他怎么会讲这话？ 假如你今天下午要死的话，
I'm not wishing that on anyone.
我没有意思要你死啊。
But if you should die.
假如你今天下午就该死的话，
and you're a Christian.
如果你是基督徒，
you'll go to heaven.
你到天上去了。
And God will make you feel so comfortable.
神会让你非常舒服的。
He'll welcome you.
他会欢迎你。
He'll be concerned that you feel safe and accepted and loved.
他会让你觉得你是受欢迎的，你很有安全感，你是被爱的。
You'll meet the nicest person in God the Father.
你会看到最好的人，就是天父。
Because God the Father is like Jesus, who is nice to these sinners on earth.
因为我们的父神就像主耶稣一样，他们对罪人是非常友善的，是很爱他们的。
So the Pharisees actually hated Jesus for treating these people with dignity and kindness.
法利赛人非常恨耶稣对这些他们所认为不值得人尊重他们，对他们友善。
Now, when someone dislikes you,
对不起
dislikes you,、oh. hates you,
如果有人不爱你，恨你，
how do you respond?
你是怎么样回应他们呢？
Well, Jesus responded by telling three stories.
主耶稣回应这些不喜欢他们，他就告诉他们三个故事。
Because when you hear a story,
因为你听到故事的时候，
your imagination puts you in the story.
你的想象力会让你进入这个故事里面。
And it's almost impossible not to be pulled into a good story.
你很难不被一个好的故事所吸引。
So Jesus is going to tell three stories to draw the Pharisees in to listen to the heart of God.
主耶稣就想用这个故事让这些法利赛人真正能够进入这个故事，能够听到神的心声。
Now the three stories many of you are familiar with.
这三个故事你们都很熟悉的。
The lost sheep story.
迷羊的故事。
Where one sheep out of 99 is lost.
有一个迷羊，99只羊的羊圈里有一个是迷失的。
The lost coin story, where one coin out of 10 is lost.
一个失钱的比喻，在十个钱里面有一个钱是掉了，迷失了。
And the lost son story, where one out of 2 sons is lost.
另外一个是浪子的故事，在两个儿子里面有一个是浪子。
These stories emphasize something very important to every person in this room.
这个故事是在强调一个很重要的事情，对我们这个今天来的每一位都非常重要的一个事情。
These stories tell us that the individual is important to God.
这个故事告诉我们，每一个个人对神来说都很重要。
Not just the group, but the individual is important to God.
不是整个群体是重要，个体也非常重要。
所以
too bright.
No,
荧幕太小了，看不见。太小了，看不见。我们要用望远镜来看啊，看不见，我也看不见。啊，我们要站下来啊。Maybe we calm down.
You can read it.
No, we can calm down. We can
see it
close. 我们下来谦卑一点，谦卑一点啊。
Yeah.
谦卑一点啊。
Don't become old.
Can I help? Up to us. 我们可以看这边。You can read right here. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Much closer. Yeah.
Good, 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 good.
谦卑一点就好好看得清楚一点。
Don't become old.
不要老啊。
And don't die this afternoon.
今天下午可别死啊。
Now we come to the third story.
我们现在来看看第三个故事。
And Jesus said, a man had two sons.
主耶稣说，一个人他有两个儿子。
And the younger of them said to his father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.
他那个小儿子对老爸说，把我刚得的产业都给我吧。
Speaking of dying,Again.
讲到要死了，哇！我就是一直听到他讲到要死了。
The younger son was basically saying to his father, "Hurry up and die."
这个小儿子其实是在对他老爸说：“你赶快死吧，老头。”
So I can get my share of the family money.
所以我就可以得到我该得的遗产。
But you seem to be living forever.
你好像长寿不死啊。
So instead of waiting for the funeral, give me my share now.
他们要提到这个安葬礼，他就说：“赶快把我该得的给我。”
In every culture, what the young man is asking is offensive.
在对任何文化来讲，这个年轻人所讲的话都是非常冒犯的，是很不对的。
I'm certain it's offensive to the Chinese.
我相信对中国文化讲这样的话，对老子讲这样的话，绝对是一个冒犯的。
It's even offensive to Caucasians.
对我们这种白人也是一样冒犯的啊。
And it takes a lot to be offensive to Caucasians.
你很难来冒犯白人啊。
And of all things, the father gave him his share.
但是不管怎么样，这个老爸就把所有这个儿子该得的都给他了。
But then comes the sentence that I have misread for years.
后来就来到一句话，是我这些年都没有好好的读，把它读错的。
So he divided his wealth between them.
所以他就把他的产业在他两个儿子中来分开，分给他们两个人。
I can read the Bible in Greek.
我可以读希腊原文的圣经，圣经在希腊文的。
German.
我可以用德文。
French.
法文。
Hebrew.
希伯来文。
Latin.
拉丁文。
Even English.
还有英文，真妙，我还会念英文。
And I kept reading it as he divided his wealth and gave it to the younger son. That's how I would read it.
他过去一直在看的读的时候没有读清楚，他以为这个老爸就把产业分成两份，然后把那份该给那个小儿子就给了小儿子。
But that them is really important.
然后我们看看这个是很重要的。
And remember, in the Jewish culture, the older brother gets twice as much as the younger brother.
根据犹太人的规矩，这个大的儿子会比小儿子多两倍，得的产业会得多两倍。
So the younger brother got a third.
所以这个小儿子拿到三分之一。
And the older brother got two-thirds.
这个大儿子又拿到三分之二，两部分。
What is Mandarin for two-thirds?
三分之一。
Tell them to say that together.
Okay. 三分之一，但我们讲中文的啊，你刚才讲说。
Two-thirds.
Okay, 三分之二，对不起。
The older brother got two-thirds.
我们通通讲中文说三分之二，一起来，预备，来，三分之二。
Remember that.
好好记得哦，是三分之二。
Very important.
非常重要。
Two-thirds.
三分之二。
So the younger brother sold the property, got the money, and went to Reno.
这个。 小儿子就拿了他所有的钱，就往雷诺去了。
He gambled it away in 2 weeks.
哦，他就昏天暗地的赌博，赌了两个礼拜。
Lost it all.
什么都输光了。
Had no money.
没有吗？没有钱了。
Was starving.
哦，开始肚子饿。
And went dumpster diving at McDonald's.
然后就跑到那个麦当劳的那个垃圾堆里面去了。 就在里面找看有没有东西吃。
Did he translate dumpster diving right? Very good. Then he got a bad job.
然后他找了一个很烂的工作。
From a crooked Caucasian.
是一个挺奸诈的白人。
Who was a pig farmer.
是专门养猪的。
Who let him work but didn't pay him.
他是叫他干活，不给他吃的。
And then he thought.
然后他就开始想了,
My father's servants.
哎呀，我爸爸的那些员工们,
get paid.
他们都有收到, 他们干活也有, 也有薪水。
I'm going to go back home.
我还是回家吧。
And I'll tell my father.
我要告诉我老爸。
I have sinned against heaven.
我告诉我老爸, 我得罪了天。
I have sinned against you.
我也得罪了你。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
我真是不配做你的儿子。
He looks like he's going to cry.
这个人看起来好像要哭的样子，只是好像而已。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
我真的不配做你的儿子。
Give me a job.
给我一个工作吧。
Give me a job.
给我一个工作，拜托，肚子饿。
He sounds like your typical teenager.
哇，他那个口气就像这个捣蛋的
who is manipulating his dad.
就在那边操控他的老爸。
Because he knows his dad is a soft touch.
因为他知道他老爸心肠软啊。
So he makes this big speech.
他就讲了一个很动听的话。
Practices it.
他在那边练习这个动听的话。
Looks broken-hearted.
看起来他装了一副好像心很伤心的样子。
And then he comes back in rags from Reno.
他就从雷诺城就回来了，破破烂烂的就回来了。
And as you know, his father sees him coming.
你们也知道圣经上讲说他老爸就看到他回来了。
And he starts his speech.
然后这个小儿子他就开始演戏了，开始演表演啊。
But the father has run to him.
但是这个老爸是向他跑过去。
Embraced him.
把他抱起来。
And kissed him.
然后连连亲嘴吻他。
Now I teach Greek.
我教导希腊文。
And in Greek it says.
在希腊文的圣经是这样说的。
He kissed him over and over and over and over again. He just kissed him a lot.
那个希腊文就说他一直亲吻他，他到处吻，一直吻，吻得没完没了啊。
Obviously not a Chinese father.
这个不是中国的文化，中文不这样干的。
In fact, this father is so much like God, he's not like any earthly father.
其实这个父亲不像世上的任何父亲，他是像天父，只有天父会这样做。So
the son starts his speech.
这个他吻完了以后，这儿子就开始表演了。Father,
I have sinned against heaven.
老爸，我真对不起你，我对不起天哪。Now
as he's giving the speech, with one eye, he's looking very carefully at his dad.
这个小儿子很有天才。 他当他在表演的时候，他有一只眼看得很清楚，看他老爸的表情怎么样。
Making sure that his dad is really touched.
他要确定他的老爸被他的表演所感动。
And I have sinned against you.
我也得罪了你啊。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
我真不配做你的儿子啊。
And he can see his dad look sad.
他可以看到他老爸很哀伤的样子。So
he pounces. He pounces like a tiger pouncing a prey.
Thank you. 他就好像一个老虎去要吃那些 被他要吃的那些，他就跳上去。
And he's just going to say, "Give me a job."
即将要说，给我一个工作吧。But
his father turns right away from him when he says, "Give me a job." He turns away.
但是当他正要开口要讲的时候，他爸爸突然不知道为什么就转了个方向。And
because this is a rich man, the father is a rich man. His servants ran after him, ran with him.
因为这个人是大款啊，很有钱的，所以他一转弯的时候，他后面跟班的都跟着他。
And he turns to his servants and says,
然后他就跟他的这个助理说,
quickly,
赶快,
bring out the first robe.
赶快把第一个,
It's sometimes translated the best robe, okay. But in Greek, it's the first robe.
Okay, 赶快把第一个, 那个袍子拿出来。
Everyone knows this man is rich.
大家都知道这个人是大款, 有钱得很。
Everyone knows he has the best clothes in the community.
他们知道他的衣服是最时尚最好的衣服。
And in that culture,
在那个文化里面,
and in Chinese culture 2,000 years ago,
在2000年前的中国文化里面,
and in Greek culture,
在希腊文化里面,
and in Roman culture,
在罗马文化里面,
what you wore was who you are.
你穿什么,你就是什么, 代表你的地位,身份。
Customs and laws told you exactly what to wear.
那个当时的律法跟文化叫你要穿,该怎么穿。
If you were a slave, you had to dress one way.
你如果是奴隶, 你就穿奴隶的样子。
If you were a female slave, you dressed one way. If you were a male slave, you dressed another way.
你是男的奴隶, 穿男奴隶的样子, 女的也是照样。
If you were a free person, you dressed a different way.
如果你是一个自由的人, 不是奴隶, 你穿的也不一样。
If you were a noble person, you dressed a different way.
你是一个贵族, 你就穿贵族的样子。
And in most cultures, if you did not dress according to your status, you would be punished.
如果在大部分的文化里面, 如果你不照你的地位身份来穿衣服, 你会受到处罚的。
What you wore was who you are.
你穿什么,你就是什么。So
when the father ordered the first robe put on his son,
当这个父亲说要把第一个外袍穿在这儿子身上,
he was saying to the servants and to the village and to his son,
他是对他的助理们,还有对那个整个村庄,还有他的儿子说,
you are as acceptable to me as I am to myself.
他对他儿子是, 当他这样做的时候, 等于是对他儿子说, 我接纳你就像我接纳我自己一样。
You are acceptable to me as I am to myself.
我接纳你就像我接纳我自己一样。
It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
在哥林多后书第五章,
that if you're a Christian,
假如你是基督徒,
you have the righteousness of God in Christ.
你在基督里有神的公义。
It says in Galatians 3 that you are clothed in Christ.
在加拉太书第三章说你穿上基督。
You are as acceptable to God the Father as he is to himself.
你被天父所接纳就像天父接纳他自己一样。
Notice he did not put the ring on his finger first.
注意这个故事,这边他并没有把戒指给他先戴上。
Nor did he put the sandals on his feet first.
他也没有先让他穿上那个鞋子。
Nor did he throw the party first.
他也没有给他一个庆祝的宴会。
The first thing he did was establish the status of his son.
他做的第一件事情就是建立他儿子的地位。
Because what you wore is who you are.
因为你穿的是什么,你就是什么。
And everyone immediately knew the father was telling them, accept my son the way you accept me.
所以当他父亲这样做的时候,每一个人都知道了,就是要他们接纳他的儿子,就像他们接纳这个父亲一样。
Then he said, put a ring on his finger.
然后他就说把戒指给他戴上。
That would be a signet ring.
那个是一个象征,一个盖印的,一个戒指,是可以盖印的。
And a signet ring is what you would use to buy and sell property.
那个戒指是你可以买卖的一个戒指。
It was like after, say, if you're a young person and you wrecked the family car.
就像比如说你是一个年轻人,你把这个家里的车搞烂了。
My son once wrecked the family car when he was 17.
我儿子17岁的时候把我们家里的车就搞砸了, 17岁的时候。
I was not happy with him.
我不是很高兴。 谁会高兴呢?
I would not have given him a credit card after he wrecked the family car.
当他把我们家里的车搞坏了以后，我再也不会给他我们家里的这个信用卡了。
But what this father did was really give him a credit card with a huge line of credit.
这个老爸给他儿子的其实是给他信用卡，而且是非常大的这个很大的可以用很大很大的分量的信用卡。
Then he said, put sandals on his feet.
然后他说把他鞋子穿上。
If you were a slave in the ancient world, you always went barefoot.
如果你在古代的话，你是奴隶的话，你总是打光脚，不穿鞋的。
If you were a free person, you wore sandals.
如果你是一个自由人，你就会穿鞋子。
And the father is saying to the son, you are not a slave or a servant, you are a son.
这个父亲就对他儿子说：“你不再是奴隶，你也不是仆人，你是儿子。”
And then he said, "Let's throw a party, invite the whole village."
他说：“我们来开一个大派对，邀请所有村里的人。”
For my son was dead.
因为我儿子是死的。
And is now alive.
现在活了。
Again, he's alive.
活了，再次活了。
Let's celebrate.
让我们来庆祝。
That's what heaven is like.
这就是天上，天上就像这样，是开派对的。
Full acceptance and joy.
是完全的接纳跟喜悦。
Full acceptance and joy.
完全的接纳。
And so, the younger brother failed in a performance-based culture.
那个小儿子是表现不好，表现极差。
So he thought he lost his sonship.
他觉得他失去了儿子的身份。
And he has to work to be blessed.
他必须要努力工作才能再回来得到。
Now they're having the party.
他们正在开派对的时候。
And the older brother who is working out in the field.
那个大儿子正在外面工作。
Comes into the village.
他们就回到这个村庄里面。
And he hears the sound of the party.
他听到这个开派对的欢笑的声音。
And he calls one of the young servants of his family.
他就叫了一个年轻的仆人来问一问。
What's going on, he asks.
这是怎么回事啊?
And the young servant says,
这个年轻的仆人就说,
Your brother's back.
哦,你的小弟回来喽。
And your father is receiving him beautifully.
哇,你爸爸真的欢迎他,真不是盖的啊。And
the older brother
这个大哥啊,
says
说啊,
What?
什么? 没搞丑啊。
He's doing what?
他在干什么?
He's throwing a party for that bum?
什么? 他开个派对? 这个人间垃圾还跟他开个派对? 没搞错啊。
And he says, I am not going in there.
我才不进去了，气死我了。
I'm going to stand right here.
我就站在这，就是气了。
So everyone can see I'm angry.
我让大家都看到老子发脾气了。
And he just stands there.
他就站在那儿。
So the father hears and comes out to him.
哇，老爸就从里面出来了。
This is very interesting.
这个是很有趣的一段。
The father did not chase the younger son.
我们注意到这个老爸并没有追逐他的这个小儿子。
The father let him go to ruin.
他就让这个小儿子自取灭亡。
But he chases the older son.
他却来追逐这个老大。
Because the older son has a greater problem than the younger son.
为什么会这样呢? 因为大儿子的问题比小儿子更严重了。
The older brother is angry and bitter.
因为这个大儿子又愤怒又苦毒啊。
Lacks compassion.
没有爱心。
And has no affection for his brother.
他对他的小儿子弟弟根本没有任何感情。
So the father walks up.
所以爸爸就走到这个大儿子那。
And the older son responds.
这老大儿子回应说。
Look!
看看啊。
Now, the father doesn't need to be told to look, but he's told to look!
老爸其实不需要他提醒的。
For so many years, I have been slaving for you.
这么多年来我干活像个奴隶就是为你干啊。
And I've never neglected one command. Of yours.
你所有给我的命令我都遵守了我没有忽略一条
And you
然而你
have not even given me a young goat
你连一个小山羊都没给我过
to have a party with my friends
我从来没有开派对啊这么多年跟我的朋友有个给我一个小公羊都没有
And by the way, Dad, you're not my friend.
我就想告诉你，老爸，你不是我的朋友啊。
Now, this culture is like the Chinese culture.
这个文化跟中国文化一样的。
This older brother is making a greater disgrace of his father than the younger brother.
其实这个大哥，这个大儿子，其实。在众人面前侮辱他的爸爸是侮辱他的爸爸是超过这个小儿子。
At least the younger brother left the country when he humiliated his dad.
最起码这个小儿子是离开他的家乡啊。
But this young, older brother is yelling at him in public.
这个大儿子却在公众面前对他爸爸大吼大叫。
Chinese nor Jews do that.
哦，中国人跟犹太人不做这样的事。
It's just not acceptable.
这是不能接受的。
Now let me ask you the question.
让我问你一个问题。
How much of the property does the older brother own?
就想问大家一个问题，这个大儿子到底拥有多少的产业？
Two-thirds.
他拥有三分之二。
He owns two-thirds of the property.
他拥有他爸爸所有财产的三分之二。
How much did the younger brother get?
那个年轻的儿子有多少呢？三分之一。
How much does the father have left? Nothing.
这个老爸什么都没有，通通给光了。
He's given everything away to his sons.
把所有的都给两个儿子了。
Didn't the older brother get the message?
这个大儿子有没有明白这个信息呢？
His heart.Never got the message.
他的心从来没有明白这个信息。
He didn't believe his father was as generous.
他没有办法相信他的父亲是那么的慷慨。
As he actually is.
他实在是很慷慨，他没有办法了解，没办法接受，明白。
But when the son of yours,
但是他这边说你的儿子
who is devoured.
他是把你所有的产业你分给他的都花光了。
Your wealth with prostitutes.
他跟那些妓女们那些浪荡女们都把他给他的产业都用光了。
Now, 2,000 years ago, they didn't have cell phones.
在2000年前我们相信是没有这个手机的。
There is no way in the world this older brother knew how the son wasted the money.
其实这个大哥根本不知道这个他的弟弟是怎么样浪费钱的，是不会知道的。
Probably the older brother was thinking that's what he would have done with the money.
可能这个大哥他说，如果我有这些钱，我就干这样的事，所以他就把他投射到他的小弟身上去。
Isn't Jesus very realistic about how people think?
Yeah, 看到主耶稣对我们的想法，他非常了解了。
And worse than wasting your money with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.
Wow, 他不但把你的，比他把你所有的这个钱都跟那妓女用完，你还帮他开一个大派对，还杀最好的牛。哎呀，还有这种事儿。
this is probably the most important part of the story. The older brother has everything, but in his heart, he believes he has nothing.
这个大儿子他其实有所有事情，他都有，他拥有一切。 可是在他心里面，他却觉得他一无所有。
You know, there are many Christians
我们知道有很多的基督徒
who according to the Bible have been given everything
他们根据圣经已经得到了一切
and they live like they have nothing
但是他们活得像乞丐一样 什么都没有。
They're deeply loved by God and they live lives as orphans
他们被神所爱 可是活得却像一个孤儿孤女一样。
Because they have a performance-based mentality. A performance-based mentality says, I only get what I earn.
这个表现，工作表现，价值的这个思想是说，我只能得到我们我所努力所得到的，我只值得得到那个。Now,
supposedly, the older brother was a success in the performance system.
如果我们想说他大儿子是在这种工作导向或者表现导向里面很成功的话
But he really had a slave mentality.
但是他却是一个奴隶的这个看法，思维。
Not the thinking of a beloved son.
他没有想到他是一个被爱的一个儿子。
Because he said, I've kept every rule. Every rule I've kept them all.
他一直讲说我已经遵守所有的法规，我都做了，都做了。
Because I've kept every rule, you owe me.
因为我守了所有的路，所以你欠我，你欠我老爸。
He's afraid of breaking the rules.
他很怕能够没有遵守法规。
He's preoccupied with the rules.
他脑子想的就是法规，做这个做那个。
And he feels like a pauper or a poor person.
他就是。 感觉他是一个非常穷的人
He has a poverty mentality
他是有一个贫穷的灵
And deep resentment
非常的苦毒 里面充满了苦毒
When you become a Christian
当你成为基督徒的时候
You have two choices
你有两个选择
You can either allow yourself to be loved by God
你可以选择被神所爱
Which is great fun
是太好的事儿
Or you can work to be loved, which is miserable.
或者你要努力工作才得到天父的爱，那是非常悲惨的一件事情。
Because if you work to be loved, you better do everything perfect.
假如你是靠工作，靠你的工作来得爱的话，你就要做所有的事情。
But if you accept God's love for you, you will want to do what He wants.
如果你接受天父对你的爱，你就乐意来做他要你做的事情。
Now notice very carefully verse 12. So he divided his wealth between them.
我们就注意一下第十二章，他就把产业再分给他们，把它分割了又分给他们。第十二节。
Now we have. What the father says to the angry older brother.
那我们看到这个爸爸所说的这个生气的父亲，哥哥，大哥，大儿子。
And he said to him,
然后他对他说,
Son, you have always been with me.
他说，儿子啊，你总是跟我在一起。
You've always been with me.
你总跟我在一起。
You've never deserted me.
你从来没有离弃我。
And all that is mine is yours. Notice at the very beginning of the story, he has two-thirds. And at the end of the story, he has everything.
但是到这里的时候，故事的结局的时候，他有父亲所有的产业。
We all know people.
我们都认识人,
who have a lot of money.
我们知道人有很多钱的人,
and they live afraid of being broke.
我们知道那些有钱人, 他们每天过日子就怕要破产,
of going broke.
或者将要破产。
They're rich, but they're scared of poverty.
他们很有钱, 但是他们却害怕贫穷。
And they work, and they work, and they work to get even more.
他们苦苦地工作在工作, 做得越来越多。
Because they never feel safe.
因为他们从来没有安全感。
That's this older brother.
这就是这个大儿子的心态。
His heart is empty and poor.
他的心是空虚的, 是非常贫穷的。
But his life is rich.
他的外面看起来的生活是很有钱的样子。
But he can't see his riches.
但是他看不到他自己的丰富。
So if you looked at this story carefully,
如果你仔细来看这个故事,
at the beginning, the older brother gets two-thirds.
在开始的时候，这个大儿子得了三分之二的财产。
At the end, the older brother is told, "You have everything."
然后父亲就对大儿子在结尾的说你拥有所有的产业。
But in the very middle of the story,
在这故事的中间的时候,
the very middle,
在刚好在中间的时候,
it's where the father gives the robe to the younger son.
我们看到爸爸把这个袍子外袍给了二儿子小儿子。
In the way Jews told stories, they typically put the most important point in the middle.
犹太人通常讲故事的时候，他们是把最重要的部分放在故事的中间。
And the second most important point at the beginning and the end.
其次重要的放在最前面跟最后面。
And the story is telling us two things.
这个故事告诉我们两件事情。
When you accept Jesus, you are clothed in the righteousness of God.
当你接受耶稣基督为救主与主的时候，你就穿上上帝的公义袍。
And you have authority with heaven.
你有天上属灵的权柄。
And you are a daughter and son of God and not a slave.
你就成为上帝的儿女，不再是奴隶。
And God is happy about you joining his family.
上帝很高兴你加入他的家庭。
Quite frankly, he's happier than we are.
其实老实来说，他比我们还快乐，比我们还高兴我们加入他的家。
He's thrilled, and we're not quite sure what we got ourselves into.
他非常的开心，但是我们都不知道我们到底在干什么。But
the second point is,
的第二重点是,
that if you're a performance-based Christian, you are living in poverty.
第二个重点是，假如你是一个工作导向或者是表现导向的一个基督徒的话，你是活在贫穷当中。
And your heart feels like you have nothing.
你的心里面觉得你总是就是什么都没有，空空的。
And everything you get, you have to earn.
所有你要得到的，你必须要赚来的。
And you have to keep every rule.
你要根据每一个规条。
And deep within you believe God is withholding things from you.
你在心里面深处一直觉得上帝没有把该给你的东西给你，早是。
Every Christian has a choice.
我们每一个基督徒都有一个选择。
We either accept the fact that we're loved.
我们或者接受我们是被天父所爱的。
Or we try to earn God's love, which can never be earned.
或者我们用努力的工作来赢取神对我们的爱，是永远不会成功的一件事。The
Father is a wonderful example of God the Father.
这个故事里面的父亲就是代表天父，这个我们奇妙的天父。So
as I conclude, let me make some comments about how Christianity and God works.
我就在结尾的时候，我要来谈一谈上帝跟基督的信仰是怎么样能够成就的。
When Adam and Eve were created,
当亚当夏娃被造的时候,
God put Adam and Eve in a garden and gave them everything.
神就把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园里面给他们一切所需要的。
They weren't given a mortgage on the garden.
他们没有给他一个契约书在住在那个伊甸园里面。
God was not like Comcast that sends you a monthly bill.
这个上帝不像 Comcast 这种公司一样给你每一个月都要交费。
He just gave them the garden and paradise and said, "Enjoy it and take care of it."
神就是跟亚当夏娃讲说，这就是你们的花园，这是你们的园地，你们就好好的享用吧。
Everything they needed, they were given.
你们所要的一切。 都在那个园子里，都给你免费的。
When a person becomes a Christian,
当一个人成为基督徒的时候，
according to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3,
根据以弗所书第一章第三节，
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，
who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Everything you need for the spiritual life you already have.
所有你在属灵里面生活所需要的你都有了。
You're clothed in Christ.
你已经穿上衣服的，基督是成为你的衣服。
You're acceptable, you are as acceptable to God as God is to himself.
你被天父所接纳，就像天父接纳他自己一样。
You've made the heart of God happy by simply accepting his love for you.
你接纳父神对你的爱，你就让他非常的开心。
And he will always treat you with dignity and respect because you have chosen Jesus.
因为你拣选了基督，所以神永远是尊重你，接纳你。
It's a wonderful reality.
这是一个不得了的事实。
But never, never make the mistake.
但是绝对不要犯错。
Of thinking God's love is earned.
你绝对不要犯这个致命的错误，就是神的爱是要赢得来的，靠工作得来的。
There are a lot of people in this world.
在这世界上有很多的人。
Who go around thinking,
他们总是在想,
I want somebody to love me.
我要有人来爱我。
Young men, young women.
年轻的年轻的男孩女孩。
And they may be talking to, a young man's talking to a young woman.
哦，一个，怎么讲啊？
A young man is talking.
I know. 有一个男孩就对一个女孩说
Thought I'd give you time.
没关系。
Young man is talking to a young woman.
一个男孩就对一个女孩说
And he's thinking.
他就在脑子想一想
How can I get her to like me?
我怎么让她喜欢我呢？
What can I do?
我要做什么呢？
I need to find out.
我要好好的想一想。
And that relationship doesn't work.
哇，结果这个关系不。
Because the woman never liked him.
结果他们两个的关系啊，就没有办法产生，因为那女的从来就不喜欢那男的，都是这样的。
And then he meets another young woman.
然后这男的又看到另外一个女的。
And they're talking over coffee at Starbucks.
哦，他们就到星巴克那边喝咖啡，开始谈起来了。
And the young woman looks at him.
那个年轻的女的就看这男的。
And says,
他就说
I really like you.
我真喜欢你啊。
And the young man goes into shock.
哇，这个男的差点要昏倒。
And he thinks,What do I do with this?
这男的，这年轻人，他就突然说：“怎么办呢？我现在要怎么办呢？”
I know how to work to be liked, but I don't know how to be loved.
他说：“我只懂得怎么用工作来让人家喜欢我，但是我不知道怎么被人爱。”
The older brother knew how to work to be liked.
这个。大哥啊，这个故事里面的大哥，他是靠着工作让人家来喜欢他。
But he didn't know how to be loved.
他但是不知道怎么会能接受别人的爱，他不能够去，他不知道怎么能接受别人的爱。
The one thing the younger brother knew.
这个二儿子他知道一件事情。
Was his father liked him?
他知道他爸爸喜欢他。
He was a wretched son.
他真是一个混蛋的儿子。
But he had one thing right.
但是他有一件事是做对了。
His father loved him.
他知道他爸爸爱他。
The one thing you need to be sure you're right in your Christian life is this.
在基督信仰里面有一件事情你一定要正确要对的就是这个。
You are loved by a Father in heaven.
你天上的父亲是深深的爱着你。
And you don't have to earn it.
你不需要来赢得他的爱。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告好吗？
Our Father, we thank you that this earthly Father models you.
父神，我们感谢你，这个故事里面的父亲就是在表达你。
You are generous the way he was generous.
你就像这个比喻中的父亲那么样的慷慨。
But even better than the first robe, you have given us your righteousness.
比这个父亲给他儿子的第一个袍，你给我们你公义的袍。
We thank you that we can live in the midst of the Trinity because of you.
我们感谢你，因为我们可以活在三一真神的当中，因为你的缘故。
For the person who is here who is not trusted in Christ,
那些还没有相信、信靠基督的，在我们当中。
May they leave their unbelief behind,
让他们离开他们的不信。
And trust in your Son.
然后相信你的儿子。
In his suffering, death, and resurrection.
相信你儿子的死、埋葬跟复活。
May they choose to trust him with their soul.
因为他们能够相信你，把他们的灵魂交托给你。
So they can expect a home in heaven forever through Christ.
所以他们经由基督可以一个永恒的家，就是天上的家。
And we who are Christians pray.
我们这些基督徒祷告。
That we will learn to live in your love.
我们要学习活在你的爱中。
May we recognize we do not earn that love.
我们要深深地明白，我们不能赢得你的爱。
But we must respond to that love.
我们必须回应那个爱。
We ask your blessing upon us today.
我们求神祝福我们今天。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 非常，非常谢谢。我们非常谢谢大卫·艾克曼的信息。
Thank you, Dr. Ekman, for your wonderful message.
如果你觉得还不过瘾的话
，You think you want to hear more from him?
下午一点钟还在这边有第二场。
At 1 o'clock, we have a second session.
我们现在暂时结束这个聚会。
Now we will stop for lunch.
我们可以到隔壁用享用午餐。
Join us for the lunch fellowship.
我们最后起立好吗？
Let's arise all together.
做结束的祷告。
Let's conclude with a prayer.
我们求神给我们一个柔软的心。
May the Lord give us a soft heart.
我们一个接纳的心。
A heart to accept and receive.
听到以后，我们要做一个正确的反应。
We need to respond after we heard God's message through Dr. Ekman.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
听到这样的信息以后。
After you listen to this special message,
需要好好的想一想。
You need to meditate and think about it.
到底我的心是像大儿子还是二儿子还是两个都有？
Is my heart like the older son or the younger son or a mix of both?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
慈爱的父神。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们真的需要你。
We need you.
我们需要从我们的头脑的知识成为心里面的转换。
We need to come from the head knowledge to a heart knowledge.
Heart transformation. 主啊，求你恩待我们。
May you lead us.
我们在吃饭的时候。
As we have lunch.
在今天剩下的时间。
This remaining time of the day.
求圣灵来亲自光照我们每一位。
May your Holy Spirit enlighten our hearts.
让我们真的能够做出一个正确的反应。
May we have a proper response to you.
我们为下面的午餐来献上感谢。
We thank you for the lunch.
求主祝福。
May you bless it.
我们有美好的时间。
And we'll have a wonderful time fellowshipping with
one another. 为下午一点钟这个座谈会来仰望你。
And we look to you to speak to us through the 1 o'clock forum.
求主与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祝福今天来的每一位。
May He bless each one here.
根据他们的需要。
According to their needs.
你来鼓励他们。
May You come and encourage them.
光照他们。
Enlighten them.
所以他们能够认识你。
So that they may know You.
祷告奉主的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请到隔壁用午餐。
Okay, let's go next door for lunch.
谢谢大家。